For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is this on?
I'm going to hurt you real bad. Hell, if I'm lucky enough, I'll even kill you.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Hey kids, let me know if you've heard this one before. Roman Reigns comes out.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar comes out.
Sure.
Bill Goldberg shows up and beats up a bunch of people.
No, that's...
Lashley's mad.
Yeah.
Tag team stuff.
No.
Charlotte's champ.
Gross.
Oh.
Becky's out there.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Hey kids, Sasha.
Yeah, I like her, sure. Yeah.
Heard any of this before?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that on SmackDown and Raw.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Corbin's back. Kevin Owens is losing. Hey, look, it's Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode losing.
Who?
God, yeah. I mean, it's...
Hey, so...
Well, thanks for recapping the shows.
That's it.
Right, yeah, that's
good night. Let's talk about... Adios. Hey, it's time for Hollywood Hogwash.
Right. The hottest podcast out there. That's
hot.
What everyone is
Ouch.
Saying.
Look at this.
Yes.
I mean, I'm saying it.
Yep.
You're saying it.
Yeah.
Eric's saying it.
That's everyone.
Yes.
I read it somewhere that it was the hottest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right here, I wrote it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go check out Hollywood Hogwash. It's
Please.
Available anywhere podcasts are heard. You're
anywhere.
Listening to us right now on your podcast app?
Yeah.
Go search Hollywood Hogwash.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Right
we
there.
We reviewed Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
Yes. Mm.
Turns out there wasn't much carnage.
Unfortunately.
Right. But if you haven't seen the movie, you can still listen to the podcast because the first 30 minutes or so is just talking about the latest news and rumors in Hollywood. So we give spoiler warnings every episode, no matter what.
We also talked some What If.
We talked about What If, yep. A little bit of Squid Game, but
yeah.
Go check it out. Hollywood Hogwash.
Yeah. Like it.
Boom.
Subscribe to it.
Subscribe to it.
Share it.
We're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Hollywood Hog Pod.
Give it 5 stars.
Give it 5 stars.
Someone already gave it 1 star. They didn't write a review.
Yeah, no.
They're just like, fuck you guys.
That just shows you, like, we just have haters out there.
No, but next time.
That was,
Vince. Next time we should invite Josh to do something on it. So he doesn't
He was very angry.
Now, if you love this show, please listen to that show because we hope that's the show.
If you like the banter and the jokes, imagine that with your favorite movies, TV shows.
We want to move to other shows.
Of course.
But
stuff
you know,
we like.
We still love wrestling.
For
when
now,
it's good.
We still have to watch.
When it's good.
We still have to watch wrestling.
Yeah.
We do.
It is what it is.
So I don't know if a lot of people are aware, but in sync with the WWE draft.
In sync.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was also the podcast draft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all of us got drafted to What's Wrong With Wrestling.
Wow.
Oh.
I know. It's crazy.
Wow.
We all got drafted to this podcast.
We all got drafted to Tuesday nights?
Yes.
Where did Josh get drafted? Thursday nights?
Thursday nights. Yeah.
It's amazing. What a coincidence that it's the same every year.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, pretty much like the WWE draft.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, guy who's been on Raw exclusively, you are drafted to Raw.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
The networks were like, we like, you know, Andrew, Joe, and Eric. We want to keep them together.
Uh-huh.
So they
did. We are officially drafting them. To this show.
I want to keep talking about but let's get into the show. I can make fun of it as we talk about it.
Right.
First things first.
First.
We got to thank 3 new people who joined Patreon for the first time.
Yes.
Cha-ching.
So thank you to T1.
You know it.
Sebastian McConaughey.
Love that name.
And the Simon System works.
It does.
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Oh, I get it.
Do you get it?
No.
No.
Okay. All right.
There was a wrestler in the, I would say 2004 around then.
Yeah.
He was Simon, and he was like a Simon workout. Dean. Yeah, Simon Dean, a workout guy.
Uh-huh. Simon System, yeah.
Right. And the first thing he was like, they went to commercial and they were trying to make it look like it was an actual like commercial.
Like an infomercial.
And he said, chances are I don't like you. And you're probably saying, Simon, you don't even know me. How come you don't like me? Well, if you live in this country, then chances are you're fat.
And like, boo.
It was basically like a Mr. Perfect gimmick.
Right.
Like a Tony Little meets Mr. Perfect.
It didn't work out. And then they put Maven with him.
Yeah.
And it was just, it wasn't good.
Yikes.
Fun fact on that, Eddie Guerrero's last pay-per-view, No Mercy, which was here in Houston.
Yeah.
Simon Dean had a match.
Oh.
On that card.
Dark match?
Nope. On the card. On the show.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He fought Bobby Lashley.
Really?
Shut up.
And the person who lost.
Yeah.
Had to eat a big plate of cheeseburgers.
Mm. Oh, what a horrible thing to do to someone.
And like the last...
Was he crying
while
he was
eating 5 minutes of footage on air of Lashley yelling at Simon, eat the burgers! Eat them!
And he's like...
eat
them! Crying.
Yeah, he's crying and eating.
While he's eating a delicious cheeseburger.
Eat them! Eat
I have like flashes. I'm like, I'm getting PTSD from that right
me
now.
Me too, actually. So sorry. Yeah, like images are coming up.
The Men in Black Flash thing didn't work so well.
Right.
We only got rid
of
90.
If you remember it.
On myself. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, that's a pretty obscure wrestler name there. Right. Thanks for signing up.
Yeah.
And you too could sign up at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Our Patreon system works.
It does work, yes. We are ranked 14th overall on wrestling content on Patreon, number of subscribers.
Yeah.
Number and I 14. Still love the fact that when I tell someone about the show, I go, pull up your iPod or iPodcast app.
And I go, whatever.
And then I go, hey, just Google WWE. And we're always like one of the first pictures.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, that person's famous.
Yeah.
And then there's us.
Right.
So oh, I thought you were pointing to the three of us. You were like, that person's famous, that person's, and that person.
I'm not going to Mike Greenberg myself. I'm like, how famous am I? Let's Google it. No, talk sports. Sorry, that's just a thing. I've always hated him.
Joe's creating another feud for himself.
Another feud. Right. Oh, don't even get me started.
Again, patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything. You can cancel anytime. We got weekly NXT and AEW recaps. Yep. All the pay-per-view recaps coming later this month, the Saudi Mania recap.
Yeah.
Probably the most popular recap of all.
Yes.
The ones our fans love the most because...
Absolutely.
It's usually the worst pay-per-view of the year.
And we have the most fun.
For sure.
You can hear great content like, I am a Saudi Arabian.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Fight for the rights of Saudi Arabian.
I think our patrons got like 10 episodes last month.
10?
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, we did a lot of work last month.
Yeah. Damn. There's a lot of content. We just did the best ass bracket.
Hot
best ass of 2021.
Oh, that's right. We're behind a couple
that
shows.
Everyone said that was they loved watching that, so you guys can check it out as well.
Right?
There you go.
I hear rumblings that the women patrons might want a...
No, don't say it.
Fat chance!
Best cock bracket?
Best cock bracket.
I think Finn Balor wins because he's always got a little chub poking out.
He does. You know, it's a fucking kid show. No one ever told him it's not polite to point.
Hey,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Put someone's eye out that thing.
Is that your demon?
Yeah. This is a demon king. Yeah.
It's like, oh, look at it. It's so cute. Look at that little thing right there. Look at that.
Yeah. And then this month we're also going to be doing a watch along for the Escape.
The Undertaker.
Hey-o.
Movie on Netflix.
Yeah.
Which, you know, looks horrible, but I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun.
Choose your own adventure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Are you ready to go on the adventure with us?
I'm not. The New Day?
And it seems like it's short enough that we could, you know, watch every outcome.
Right.
Yeah, that'll be fun. All right, SmackDown opens with the WWE draft.
Yeah.
Michael Cole and Pat McAfee explained that only half of the roster is eligible to be drafted tonight, which is what they usually have been doing the past few years.
Correct.
And also, the draft results won't go into effect until after Crown Jewel, which is 3 weeks away.
Which is what? So silly.
What? That's honestly the first time they've done that.
Yeah.
I don't understand the point of this.
Yeah, right. People were still showing up to their shows, other shows.
Yeah.
Whatever shows. Any shows.
It basically just spoils, not that Crown Jewel would be a tough card to predict who was winning.
Never is.
Right, but right. It makes it even easier to predict who's winning and losing.
So, sure. Quick question. So, I guess, is Crown Jewel the official pay-per-view for October?
Yeah.
Because usually, you know, A, it's on a Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Usually they do Crown Jewel or whatever Saudi Mania show, and then they have a pay-per-view.
Yeah, that's true.
So I guess that's their official.
We shall see.
Well, thank God.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Please.
And then, so Adam Pearce and Sony DeVille come out to announce the first round of picks.
Mm.
And the first pick by SmackDown. Get ready.
Yeah.
The Universal Champion, what? Roman Reigns. And what? Pat McAfee's like, oh my God!
By the
we
way.
We got Roman Reigns!
His reaction was amazing. Like, I just love how he overreacted to it.
Yeah.
The right. Fans cheered like they just announced. Like, I don't know.
Stone Cold was drafted.
Stone Cold was drafted or something.
You think right. Those were
they
real?
They lost their mind you to the most obvious pick in the world.
Those were not real cheers.
No.
Come on.
No.
No.
They've been Why would they cheer Roman Reigns, though? Why would they right. put fake cheers and not fake boos?
Because they're excited no matter what about the draft.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, guess what?
What?
You just won this pen. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
It's amazing. Just
anything. Oh. Yeah, sure, anything.
He came.
Yeah.
Yeah, so next up we have Raw picks WWE Champion Big E, of course.
Of course.
Then SmackDown selects the Raw Women's Champion Charlotte Flair.
What?
Which means her and Becky have to swap belts in a few weeks.
Right. Yeah.
They've done that before with the tag titles.
They have. Yeah.
And then with the last pick of the first round, Raw selects Bianca Belair. So,
would it just make more sense to just leave the champions out of it? We've said this before. Leave the champs out of it. Especially when you have a title named after your show.
Right. Yeah.
Just leave them out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Well, once you have the draft, and again, it's so boring when they're just drafting the same, the people are, half of it is the people staying on the same show.
Right.
Right.
Just do what they used to do, where it would be the shakeup. And you don't know what's going to happen. It's a lottery, but it's, you know, it's not really random, but they pretend it's random.
Right.
That way, like, you're not announcing, oh, this guy's staying here, like, over and over again.
Right.
Yeah.
Just every time it's going to be someone, you know, like, they used to have matches, like, oh, Raw wins, so they get a pick here, and it's going right. to be a random thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would be better than doing a draft every year.
Well, yeah. First of all, so it's even again, right? So, like, I know Raw used to get an extra pick because it's a longer show, so now yeah. we're even. And one round is four picks?
Yes. What? It used to be five because Raw would get three, but now that SmackDown's the A show,
right.
yeah.
they're like, well,
two and two.
Yeah, two and two
it's
is fair.
Two and two We've is already fair. Been doing nothing right. with a third hour anyway. So.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about this watching the draft, you know, especially how Becky and Charlotte are going to have to swap belts.
Yeah.
Why don't they just do like the WWE Women's Championship and then the Women's Universal title?
Because well. That's stupid.
Well,
no, no,
well
it is.
I give you Vince Kennedy right. McMahon.
But that's why I always thought they should just make it, like, for the men, the Raw Men's Championship and the SmackDown
right.
Championship.
Yeah, I mean, it yeah. is, basically, right?
Yeah.
yeah. But
swapsies.
Whatever. I mean, I guess you can't get rid of the WWE title.
Yeah. And then they're acting like, oh, we have both women's champions on SmackDown now. And it's like, yeah, I'm sure that'll last.
Right.
What time is it?
We've seen this multiple times.
Is it 7:01
yeah.
on Monday yet?
Yeah, right.
So, all right, we got an in-ring promo from Roman Reigns, and
ignoring
you know, to be fair, Roman is over in Baltimore, so maybe those, you know, they acknowledge the tribal chief.
Well, this is probably the first time Baltimore's seen anything live since COVID started.
right,
yeah.
But Paul Heyman says that's not loud enough. It doesn't surprise me from a room of Baltimorons. And then he says that Saudi Mania will not be held. I'm just going to call it Saudi Mania. Come
that's,
on.
That's fine.
You know,
it's what it is.
He says Saudi Mania will not be held in Suplex City because the Beast will come up against the Suplexorcist Roman Reigns.
What?
I hate
all of these. You didn't like that?
No.
No?
No.
All right.
Because if anything, Brock is the Suplexorcist.
No, he's the because he's going to exercise the suplex. The suplex
I have
demon.
Exercise the demons.
Oh.
So then Brock Lesnar's music hits. Deedle, 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 deedle. And
chun, 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 chun.
I have to admit that Reigns is getting better because he was staring straight ahead, all confident as Heyman was talking. But when Brock's music hit, he starts blinking, you know, which is just like an obvious sign for being nervous.
Uh huh.
So I like that.
Yeah.
Anyways, Lumberjack Lesnar gets in the ring.
Basically, right.
Yeah. And he gets face to face with Reigns.
Brock Bunyan.
Yeah.
It just always has to be with feet with you, doesn't it?
What are you talking about? Paul Bunyan. It's like the most famous lumberjack.
I know, but...
Oh, like, funny, whatever.
Yeah. Bunyan.
That's disgusting. It's like it the is. Worst thing you could say. I know. Tarantino's like throwing up right now. He's like, yeah, how could you bring this up?
But that's... Yeah, basically.
Anyways, Roman throws the first punch, and Brock takes him to Suplex City. The Usos run out while Reigns retreats, and Brock easily disposes of them.
Mm.
Roman teases getting back in the ring, but he pussies out. So Lesnar gives the Usos a pair of F5s.
Yeah.
Sure.
It was a nice little segment.
Right.
Not bad.
Next up, Kayla Braxton interviews Charlotte Flair backstage. Kayla asks, how has your strategy changed now that you're competing on a completely new roster? Well, at this point, no other woman has been drafted to SmackDown yet.
Right. Accurate.
So, what do you mean, new roster?
She is the roster.
Yeah.
As of right now.
And Charlotte says...
You are the Brute Squad.
Charlotte says Fox knows who the real face of WWE is.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's not you.
No.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Kevin Owens versus Happy Corbin. With Corbin's new associate, Madcap Moss. Let's see what he has to say.
This guy comes in handy, especially when he keeps me happy by telling him a joke. Tell him a joke. Give him a joke. Come on. Get right now.
One?
How about three?
Oh.
I got two short ones and a long one.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Joke, joke, joke. That's ridiculous. Stupid, 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 stupid.
Vince?
This is such good shit.
Yeah, yeah, we know you liked it.
Yeah.
Get that man a hat.
I didn't even get the joke.
What? Oh, he's got three jokes.
Uh-huh.
Two short ones and a long one.
Joke.
Yeah.
Wow. That's the long one.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like second grade level
this
shit.
This is the best right. Vince can
like,
come up with.
That's not even like ironically funny dad joke.
Yeah. It's not. I thought his name was Madcap Moss until I saw them spell it out.
Yeah.
And then it was Madcap Moss.
Mm, like Andy Cap.
He's got a cap that's mad.
Yeah. Mm, Madcap.
It's like a term from the 1800s, I think, of like a crazy person.
Why be called Riddick
One
Moss?
Of these guys?
Yeah.
You know, which reminds me of the movie Riddick, which is a cool movie when you could be Madcap Moss.
Madcap Moss.
And he's like, put up your dukes.
And you're just a
angry hat covered with tree fur, tree cubes.
Yeah. Anyways, Moss trips KO while the ref isn't looking, and he and Corbin laugh hysterically.
Mm.
Later, Moss distracts Owens again, and Corbin hits the end of days on the floor, and then he hits the end of days in the ring for the win.
Yeah.
Well done.
Double burial of Kevin Owens.
So this is where my worst comment is.
Uh-huh.
I can either share it now, or I can wait for the award.
Wait for the award.
Okay.
Okay, then.
All right.
Well, split decision.
Do half of it now.
Okay. End of days, and that's where I'll leave it.
Okay. Okay. Teaser.
And who said it? Michael Cole, probably?
Oh, of course. Yeah. You even have to ask, sir.
All right. Next up, we have round two of the draft. SmackDown selects Drew McIntyre.
Okay.
Good
Raw
pick.
Keeps RK-Bro.
Yeah.
SmackDown.
They can just say keeps, please.
Yeah. That's what they should say.
That's what they should
say. But every time they're like, whoa, Raw's getting RK-Bro. It's like they've had them.
At least they're champions, so I can see them getting drafted together.
Correct. Yeah.
But later on, all-time great gets drafted as a tag team.
It doesn't make any sense.
What? So, real quick.
Raw drafted. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Let me interject real quick before you read the next one.
Yeah.
So when Big E won the title,
what
were you most excited about?
I don't know, Big E.
The New Day being on Raw together again.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right.
Okay, go ahead.
So SmackDown drafts the New Day.
Damn it!
Middle bottom.
This one. We're the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Those both work.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so Raw drafted Big E with the second overall pick. They could have just drafted the whole New Day. Because you're allowed to draft, you know, groups and stables and tag teams.
Correct.
No, we don't like the other two guys.
Clearly, that's what it is.
That's what happened last year, too.
Uh-huh.
Because one show just drafted two of them and not Big E, and it was like, yeah.
Yes.
Either break them up or completely. Keep them together.
Right. You like, can't have, what? Like, a group of three go down to two and then still be the same group.
Right. Yeah.
It doesn't work.
No. And then Raw drafts Edge. So Edge is changing shows.
Edge.
So he could fight with Orton again. No.
Well,
fuck, maybe.
I mean.
Next up, Caleb Braxton interviews McIntyre backstage, and he says he's coming for the Universal Championship. And he points the sword at the camera.
Oh, you sweet.
Oh, he's coming, but it's going to be a swing and a miss with that sword. Probably three misses.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Three pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Three in a row.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Edge. Mm. Edge says, I'm the only talent here that was on the first episode of SmackDown.
Not something to brag about.
No. No.
It's always felt like home to me, but now I've been drafted to Monday Night Raw.
Where you really came into your own. So.
Yeah, where you became the rated R superstar.
I know.
Yeah, can't be rated R on SmackDown.
No, where you fucked Lita in the ring.
Like, in the ring.
Probably for real. I'm just going to assume they actually did it.
Yeah.
He reminds us of Seth Rollins giving him the curb stomp a few weeks ago, causing him to be stretchered out of the arena.
Mm.
He says, Seth is challenging me to a rematch because he knows I'm not 100%. I'm not cleared yet, but he knows what kind of man I am, and he knows I have to answer his challenge. So Seth appears on the big screen, but he's not at SmackDown. He's at Edge's house.
Yes.
And when they first show, Seth's talking, and he's in front of a house. You can see that he's in front of a house.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where they make Edge look really stupid.
Yeah.
Because Edge, at this point, doesn't know where he is. But this is a very distinguished house.
It is.
So, like, there's, like, green. It's very distinguished.
Andrew, if I showed you one pixel of your house you've been in all these years, you'd be like, that's my fucking house.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But, like, his, you know, unless every house looks exactly like that, which I doubt on his block.
I mean, it must.
But,
neighborhood rules.
He eventually reveals it's because it says Copeland, and then Edge freaks out. He immediately runs to the back as if he's going to, like, you know.
They're in Baltimore. Where does he live?
I think, like, North Carolina.
Yeah. Oh. So he immediately starts running to North
Carolina.
He's
like, taxi!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't have his phone in his pocket.
I haven't tweeted that, like, the gif of, like, forced running.
Yeah. That was great.
We'll get there eventually.
Right.
So Rollins opens the front door. He's like, oh, come on, Edge. What are you doing? Oh. No locking front door.
What is this, Canada? All right.
Now everyone knows you can just break into Edge's house. That was good.
There's
Mo. Oh, Mo's gone.
Mo is laughing too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he opens the front door. He calls for Beth, but no one's home. And, we've seen people break into other people's houses in wrestling before.
They're always unlocked.
And it's like, you know, they either beat them up or, like, wreck the place.
Yeah.
Seth's evil plan, he drinks some orange juice.
Have a sandwich.
Eats an apple. Makes fun of Edge's daughter's artwork.
Yeah. Oh.
And then just sits on a chair like, oh, this is great, all right? I'm going to take a nap, all right?
Despicable son of a
that's
bitch.
That's all he did.
I'm just going to wait for the cops to come right here on this couch, all right?
Yeah. That's all he did.
Cops are clearly on their way as soon as he got to his phone.
Like when Samoa Joe just did the ding dong and ditch a couple years back.
He taught Wendy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So backstage, Edge calls Beth and tells her, don't go home. Go stay at your brother's. I'm calling Daniel and David.
I fucking love that.
Yeah. So Daniel and David are the real first names of Dax Harwood and Cash Wheeler of FTR. Because they live in the same neighborhood as Edge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Vince was probably like, what?
Who are you?
Yeah, right.
Vince probably had no clue what Edge actually
did. Dude, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And then, like, whoever, like, the higher up that, like, probably Bruce Pritchard knew, was like, we're just not even going to tell Vince.
But, like, let me ask you a question. That's kind of a pussy. So why wasn't Edge like, hey, honey, when you get home, will you beat the shit out of Seth for me?
Right.
Please. Beat the shit out of Seth.
Yeah. Give him a glance. What was Seth gonna
do?
Table.
Like, yeah, right. What was Seth gonna do? Rape Beth Phoenix?
Right. Right.
And murder their daughters?
Weren't you expecting Beth to just destroy him with something? I was just waiting for her to beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And Ed just go, ha ha ha, right. You idiot.
Yeah. But yeah, that's how it ends. We don't know. Seth could still be there. Who knows? Maybe he locked the door so FTR couldn't get in. Not sure.
Just locks it. That's it.
Next up, we have Carmella versus Liv Morgan.
After rematch.
Except not really. Before the match starts, which it never does, Carmella puts on a mask to completely cover her face.
And it sparkles.
So that Liv can't mess up her face anymore.
It's all real diamonds, not.
And it was terrible looking.
And then she gets in the ring.
The next horror movie. The next Undertaker horror movie.
Yeah. Right.
It's her.
Escape from Carmella's.
She gets back in the ring. It's like a Mankind mask. Like she needed two people to put it on.
Right.
She bedazzled Mankind's mask. Basically.
She gets in the ring. The ref holds Liv back and then allows Carmella to beat her up. She gives Liv the X Factor.
Classic.
And then takes off the mask and that's it. The match never happens.
Thanks. Thanks for coming.
All right. So...
We didn't get to see the ninth match of these two.
Of this series, yeah.
Of this series.
Oh, too bad.
Amazing. I mean, I guess you could... Wait, or are they both going to Raw?
I don't remember. I'm not sure. No, yeah, they are. Yeah.
Okay, so they drafted that feud.
Yeah, right. They did.
They drafted the feud.
Of course, it has to... Yeah. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
This, you know, it's a best of 100, I think, something like that.
Right. I mean, once Edge went to Raw, you're like, well,
right.
I know where Seth's going.
Yeah. Yeah, drafted that feud.
All right, round three of the draft. SmackDown selects Happy Corbin and Madcap Moss. Raw keeps, I guess they kept them. And then Raw kept Rhea Ripley and Nikki Ash.
Uh-huh.
And then SmackDown takes Hit Row.
Oh, no.
From NXT.
Oh, no.
A lot of NXT stars drafted.
And Sonya,
you're like, who are you NXT stars drafted?
These guys?
You know, well, they should have at least said only a select... Like, number of NXT stars are available.
Right.
Because they really didn't select anyone that are any, like...
No.
They were all,
inconsequential,
like,
inconsequential people.
Oh, my God.
People you won't miss.
But Sonya Deville read all the names from Hit Row. She's like, Swerve Scott, Top Dollar, Ashanti Adonis, and then she called B-Fab, Fab B.
Uh-huh.
Unless that's Vince changing B-Fab's name.
I think the odds are more in that favor.
Right, probably a good chance.
I think you're right.
Fab B.
You know, like the Fabulous B.
Yeah.
Vince, did you mean to flip it?
Yes, I did.
I'm a genius.
Then you're fired.
Right. And we're going to call up B-Fab. Oh, hang on a second.
Yeah. What? And then Raw keeps Keith. Bearcat Lee.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Swerve obviously dropping the North American title.
Yeah, I guess sooner than later.
I guess.
Probably to Santos Escobar.
Right, I guess he's finally going to get it.
It's probably happening now.
Right, right. Now as we speak.
Well, no, we got till October 22nd whatever.
So. Next up, we have the New Day and the Street Profits versus Alpha Academy and the Dirty Dogs.
Where the hell have you been?
Yeah,
Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode.
Comedy tour?
Yeah, maybe.
Sure.
Not much to talk about. New Day hits their finisher on Roode for the win. On to round four of the draft. SmackDown selects Naomi, but Sonya didn't like it. She's like, oh, this obviously wasn't my pick. Mm-hmm. But you had picks?
Right.
Yeah,
then who's picking for you?
Yeah, what's happening?
Isn't this supposed to be Fox and USA drafting?
Where is it the Fox robot? Is the Fox robot drafting again?
Yeah, who is drafting this?
It's supposed to be Fox and USA.
I mean, at least at one time they showed the boardroom executives.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Right. Right. When they tried to make it like an NFL draft last year?
Yeah.
When they drafted 2 years ago. They drafted R-Truth and they went apeshit.
They
lost. That was the pick they went crazy for.
To quote Joe Pisano, they lost their stupid fucking minds.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Next, Raw drafts Rey and Dominic Mysterio.
Okay.
SmackDown takes Jeff Hardy. He's another one that switches like every year.
Right, sure. Right.
Expendable.
And then Raw gets Austin Theory from NXT.
That's the guy?
This is his second call-up.
Oh, so again.
Yeah.
And what round is this?
Round four.
Fourth round pick.
Yeah.
Austin
He's in
Theory.
The top 20 of these guys.
Yes.
Yeah. It's because it's, you know, one half of tonight. And then...
Yeah.
Matt.
So then.
Well, apparently, there's only 40 people to draft.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Kayla Braxton starts to interview Jeff Hardy backstage. But then Brock Lesnar walks up, and Jeff's like, okay, I'll see you later.
Pussy, like, yeah.
Like
pussy.
Boss. Yeah, what the fuck?
Oh, come on. Of course, it's Brock Lesnar.
Right.
Jeff's like, oh, I've been down this road before.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
not going to take my chances.
Yeah, deuces, I'm good.
Yeah, that was Brock's first feud.
Yeah.
The Hardy Boys.
And since Brock is a babyface now, he, like, politely asks Kayla for the mic. He's like, oh, please, okay, thank you.
Hey, honey,
but if not, I would
angel.
Have just murdered you.
Yeah, right.
I would have eaten you.
Right, yeah. Before he would have just walked up, he would have, like, face-palmed Jeff out of the way and then just grabbed the mic.
Of course.
But
so know. Brock says, I'd like to thank my good friend Paul Heyman. Because of Paul, Brock Lesnar is a free agent. Brock Lesnar gets to do whatever Brock Lesnar wants to do. And then he drops the mic and winks in the camera. Yeah. And this has got to just be because Fox and USA were both demanding to have Lesnar on
probably.
Their show.
Sure.
And Vince was like, okay, fine, he'll be on both shows.
Yeah. Brock Lesnar has once again been drafted to free agency.
So you have this
right.
whole
like,
thing.
What the fuck?
Same
Why
with
people
John
not
Cena?
Want him?
You have this whole draft to set up that there's two different rosters,
mm-hmm.
but then there's one guy that just, you know, could do whatever he wants.
Whatever he
whatever.
Wants.
Whatever. Who cares?
Yeah. Right.
None of this matters.
None of it.
Remember, if you're not drafted, you're a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone's on the shelf that's clearly coming back, Bailey, if you don't draft her, she's going to be like, I'm a free agent.
Yeah.
Right.
Because everyone forgot about me.
Yeah. Well, no, that means you don't get paid. You're not signed. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was John Cena for a while.
It was.
That's right.
Next up, I mean, he's got DC money now. So
that's true.
God. Is that good?
Yeah, sure. Well, DC next money. Up, we go into Roman Reigns' locker room. Heyman is sweating as Roman interrogates him. Roman asks Heyman, were my cousins drafted to SmackDown tonight? Heyman explains that they can't be drafted until Monday, but Roman doesn't care. Mm. Heyman says, Roman, I'm the wise man. And then Roman laughs, but then screams, you're the wise man when I say you're the wise man.
Yeah.
Then Heyman starts to cry and begs, please don't do this. And Roman tells Heyman, I want you to go to Raw on Monday and make sure my cousins are drafted to SmackDown. Mm. Do you understand? And Heyman says, yes, my tribal chief. And Heyman leaves, and then Reigns tells the Usos, I want you to go with him. And if you're not drafted to SmackDown, leave him for dead at Raw.
Like, I'm not really digging this dynamic where Paul Heyman is scared shitless of Roman Reigns.
But, well, but that's been the dynamic since the beginning.
Yeah, it's kinda...
it's gotten increasingly worse the past
couple
weeks.
Well, no, but they want us to think that this whole thing is because he's fighting Lesnar. They want us to think that Heyman, there's a chance Heyman could turn on Roman and help right. Lesnar win. That's why they're doing this.
I mean, logically, that's what he should. He's like, oh, you're just going to treat me like shit all the time? Yeah, I'll go hang out with Brock.
Yeah.
You know?
And obviously, there's going to be some moment at Saudi Mania where you think Heyman's turning on him. Or there, at some
or
point,
does.
There's going to be that. And
right.
right.
Probably doesn't.
Probably not.
Because yeah. they made those t-shirts with all of them on it.
Right, yeah.
And not, it's not like Lesnar's hanging around. You know, he'll be gone until the Royal Rumble or
yeah.
something.
Winter's coming. He's got a lot of trees to chop.
We don't even know if he signed a long-term deal or not.
Yeah.
So who knows? But next up, we have Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks. The WrestleMania rematch that we never saw at SummerSlam because Sasha got COVID or something.
Uh-huh.
We got Becky Lynch on commentary. Belair gave Sasha a running forearm in early in the match, which Sasha sold beautifully.
It
I thought that
nice.
Was really good.
It was, nice.
Yeah. It was worth pointing out. Mm-hmm. And then mid-match, Michael Cole started explaining to Becky about triple threat matches, and the man took exception.
At Crown Jewel, Becky, if Bianca Belair would have pinned Sasha Banks, which she almost did here, off the power, Bianca would be the champion. Because the
triple threat I know match. How a triple threat works, Michael. I became Becky two belts off a triple threat, Michael.
So great.
Shut up, Michael.
She said what we've all been thinking.
Of course.
Yeah, but like if she was a face, you know what I mean? It would have made more sense. But
it
like,
just shows that, well, the faces are supposed to be nice to Michael
yeah.
Cole, even though everyone hates
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that's right. true.
But no, it just shows like even the wrestlers think they overexplain too much.
Right.
Right.
Like they treat us like we're simpletons.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Sasha tried to powerbomb Belair off the apron, but Bianca did a nice backflip and backed into Becky. Belair then gave Sasha a spinebuster on the barricade and then threw her back in the ring. Then Belair talked trash to Becky, but when she got back in the ring, Becky grabbed her hair without the ref seeing. very casually.
I loved it. She kind of pinned it on the mat. It was cool.
Yeah. And then Sasha beat Bianca with a roll up.
Yeah. When was the last time Sasha ever used a roll up?
And won?
Yeah.
I don't know. After the, I mean, probably not so, too long, really, because everyone does that shit in this company.
Yeah.
After the match, Charlotte Flair gets to the ring and gives Banks and Belair a pair of big boots. And the show ends with Charlotte holding up her belt in the ring as Becky holds up her belt while standing on the announce table.
Yeah.
Two champions.
What you gonna do, brother?
Yeah. I can't believe it. So on to Monday Night Raw, we start off with Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
Hey. Just like how SmackDown ended.
Yeah.
And she announces that she is the first pick from Monday Night Raw tonight.
Well, spoiler alert. There you go.
She says, I never lost the Raw Women's Championship, and Charlotte Flair has never been the same since I beat her.
Nope.
So I think it might be time to become Becky Two Belts once again.
Oh.
I'll take that over Charlotte being a champion.
Yeah. Put Becky on both fucking shows.
Yeah.
Please.
So Charlotte comes out and says, before you were Becky Two Belts, you were Becky pre-show. Which is like, yeah, I mean, that's how everyone starts, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, not Charlotte. She was immediately always on the card.
Then Bianca Belair comes out and says the EST of WWE is going to be the EST of Monday Night Raw because I go here now.
Oh, she's back to doing that?
Yeah. Flair tells Belair, shh, because the champions are trying to have a conversation, and this is where the fans chant Charlotte sucks.
Great.
And Charlotte responds by doing the lamest what chant. She's like, what? What?
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Nope.
Great job there.
I award you no points.
Stop stealing shit.
And my God, have mercy on your plastic soul.
Yeah.
Belair tells Becky, you better get your girl because she doesn't know me. Charlotte says, I'm no girl. I'm a woman. But that's debatable.
Hold the wha?
Yeah. Is that a woman? Becky suggests that Bianca and Charlotte have a match tonight since they've never faced each other. And then Pierce and DeVille come out and make the match official. And then we're on to round one of night two. Which doesn't make any sense. Go watch the NFL draft. This isn't round one, night two. That's not how that works.
No. This is round five of the draft.
Right.
Yeah, just say round five, and it's a whole.
But again, because they have two shows, and because they have to both draft big names, it's half the roster. Now this half, and it's all stupid.
Right.
But if this was now Raw's picks and only Raw's picks, that would make sense. First round of Raw's picks, but no, every round is both picks.
I know. Yeah,
this is dumb.
And it's also again, I say this every year.
We have eight first round.
The
picks.
Fact that they have multiple picks in one round, so like. USA and Fox, they already did this draft, like, earlier in the day or something.
Uh-huh.
And we're just finding out the results.
Right.
Like, this isn't live drafting. It's just like, no, this is what they picked, so here you go.
Yeah.
So, of
this
course,
was 3 months ago, so we're now revealing it.
So, that's right. Oh, yeah, Raw takes Bray Wyatt. Oh, whoosh, nope. You gotta repick. So, of course, Raw drafts Becky Lynch. SmackDown keeps the Usos, and they cut backstage to Heyman, giving a big sigh of relief. Raw keeps Bobby Lashley, and SmackDown keeps Sasha Banks.
Okay.
So the first round, three of the first four picks are people staying on the same show.
Stay.
Of course.
And Sasha really did a troll job on social media. She was in like a really sexy red outfit. Like, who's ready for Raw tonight? Like, making us think she was going to be drafted to Raw, but nope, not so much. Next up, we have Jeff Hardy versus Damian Priest for the United States Championship.
Same old Monday Night Raw.
Thank you, Finn.
That works.
Jeff dives off the apron, but Priest moves, and Jeff takes a hard bump to the floor. Mm. Probably one he shouldn't take at 45 or however old he is.
Nope.
Hardy hits the Twist of Fate and hits the Swanton Bomb, but Priest kicks out and immediately rolls up Jeff for the win.
No sell.
Man, that sucked.
Right.
And it was a fucking roll-up.
Yeah.
After the match, Sarah Schreiber asks Hardy about being drafted to SmackDown, and he says going to SmackDown might be the perfect opportunity to see a different side of Jeff Hardy. A different ego.
Mm.
So I guess he's bringing Willow.
Sure.
They've been rumoring it, so here it comes.
He's been saying it in interviews, too.
Yeah.
I'm not very excited.
But he was never Willow in WWE. It was only, TNA?
TNA.
Ugh. Mm-hmm.
So, just like Matt Hardy brought, his broken gimmick.
Right.
But he was woken.
Things are about to be broken.
Yeah.
What? Woken. Oh.
Sorry.
That's what Michael Cole said when they returned. Yeah, things are about to be broken.
Yeah. And then they changed to Woken.
Yeah. So then Austin Theory runs out and tells Jeff, I'm a big fan. Can I get a selfie? Jeff's like, all right. And Theory takes the picture, but then Theory clotheslines him and
come on,
hits
Jeff.
His
Is this
finisher.
Your first show? Jesus.
Right.
Theory lays down to Jeff's next to Jeff's dead body and takes another selfie.
Which I thought that was kind of funny. As shit, because he had the face paint and his eyes were closed, but there's still eyes there.
Jeff's face paint did not look cool this week.
No.
It's always a little crazy.
It looks sloppy. Mm. Maybe he was a little, you know. Anyways, next up, Kevin Patrick interviews RK-Bro backstage. Riddle tells Randy, it's great to have you back. Is that a snake in your pocket, or are you just as happy as I am?
Bust a nut.
Yeah. Hashtag boners for Orton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Riddle rambles on, but Orton says they will shut AJ Styles and Omos up at Saudi Mania. Mm. And then he challenges Omos to a one-on-one match tonight. Oh, okay. We'll get back to that later. Yeah. Round two. Raw drafts Seth Rollins. Mm. SmackDown keeps King Nakamura and Rick Boogs.
Okay.
Raw keeps Damian Priest.
Well, obviously, if SmackDown kept the IC title.
Yeah, they're like, once you draft the mid-card title, then we're going to draft the mid-card title.
Exactly.
And then SmackDown takes Sheamus. Worst pick in the draft?
Maybe.
Round two?
You know the Sheamus? Steal of the draft? This was the shit of the draft.
Shit, yeah. The bust. Biggest bust.
Does that mean we're getting that tag team back?
Oh, my God. How dare you? How dare you? Cesaro has not been drafted to SmackDown yet.
The officials are like, we are so happy to have Sheamus, and we can't wait to have his last 6 months in WWE.
Yeah, seriously. Next up, we have Shayna Baszler versus Dana Brooke.
Where the hell have you been?
Who the hell cares?
No, no one cares. Shayna makes Dana tap to the Kirifuda Clutch in like 30 seconds.
Sure.
After the match, Shayna's about to break Dana's arm on the steel steps, but Doudrop runs out for the save.
Huh?
And okay. By runs out, you mean she comes out to her music.
Yeah.
She kind of like hops and skips.
Well, running
and does
not
an
easy.
Entrance. Yeah. And then goes to save her.
Yeah.
And Shayna the whole time, Shayna's like, whoa, what?
Yes.
Shayna acts like she's leaving, so Doudrop checks on Dana. But then Shayna clotheslines Doudrop from behind.
She deserves it.
And Doudrop kind of no sells it. Like, yeah. I'm too fat to feel that. And then the segment ends.
Good night.
Yeah.
Credits. That was terrible.
Credits.
Okay. That was terrible. Yeah. Who wins this feud?
Oh, who cares?
No one.
Yeah.
Shayna has to?
We all lose.
We all lose.
Next up, Kevin Patrick interviews Heyman and the Usos backstage. Heyman says, I'm not only the special counsel to the tribal chief, I'm the warden of the Usos penitentiary.
Wow.
Patrick asks, is that how you maintain Brock Lesnar's status as a free agent? And then the Usos look pissed at Heyman and they walk away from
Yes, because he's the warden of the Uso penitentiary, right. He was able to get Brock Lesnar free agent status.
Yes.
What sense does that make?
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah.
Plus, they probably realize, like, oh, you're the warden? We hate the warden.
Yeah. Right. We always want to beat him up.
I'm always the one in jail. So, yeah, no. Fuck you. Or maybe he's like, no, you guys always let me out anyway. I never face any consequences.
That's true.
Next up, we have Mansoor and Mustafa Ali versus Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo.
Same old Monday Night Raw.
Yeah. Saw this 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Humberto bashes Ali's head into the ring post while the ref's not looking, and then Garza pins him for the win. All right, here we go. Round three.
So real quick.
Round three.
We're going to do a little trivia in the middle of the show.
All right.
Who's got the hottest winning streak on either roster?
Humberto Carrillo.
Huh?
Three in a row.
I should get like a quarter fat back just because of that. You got a quarter?
You want to make some dollar bet on how long their streak lasts?
Oh, that would be good. We have to. It's because it's him.
Or over, like, under. Or no, how many weeks till they're off TV and never seen again? That's
probably better. Angel Garza's like, this guy. All right. Yeah. Well, my days are numbered.
Right. All right, round three, Raw keeps AJ Styles and Omos.
Hold on.
Yeah.
AJ Styles, yeah. Arguably a top five talent to ever be in the company.
Yes.
Yes.
After Sheamus.
Right. After Sheamus and drafted as a tag team.
Yeah, he's a tag team guy now.
Wow.
Yeah.
SmackDown takes Shayna Baszler. Raw selects Kevin Owens.
Uh-huh.
The streak continues.
All right, and so SmackDown takes The Miz. right?
No.
Right, they should.
It's like when they do the mid-card titles. They do them immediately back-to-back.
Right,
yeah.
So it was like Kevin Owens, and then we take The Miz.
But The Miz isn't like even a promo guy anymore. He's just like a fucking goofball, and now he's doing Dancing with the Stars, so he's not on TV. He's not on WWE TV
and
right
John
now.
John Morrison has fallen into main event.
Yeah. Oh, they totally booked that feud, forgetting that The Miz was scheduled to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Right, correct.
They totally forgot that.
Literally, as soon as one turned on the other, that's it. The feud was over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. End of feud.
Next up, SmackDown takes Xia Li from NXT.
Hey, okay.
So I guess Tian Shaw is just Mei Ying and Boa.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeesh. Yikes.
Not good. What are the chances we never see Xia Li?
She never comes on.
The Mia Yim treatment?
Again. Okay, so the last draft, because they didn't have a draft last year. The 2019 was the last one, right?
Mm-hmm. I guess so, yeah.
They drafted Arturo Rujas to Raw, he was never seen.
Never seen.
Vanessa Bourne got drafted, was never seen.
Oh, my God.
There was, like, I think another person, too, but, like, never seen again. Future endeavored, goodbye. Santana Garrett was drafted, never seen on the show.
Wow.
After getting drafted. And they were, like, drafted on the show, like, oh, this is a big one.
Right.
Never seen again.
Okay.
Sorry, remember?
79%. That's we never see her.
62.
Yeah.
It's up there.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Big E. He's sad that Kofi and Woods are going to SmackDown. He brags about beating Lashley again, and then he asks Drew McIntyre to come out. McIntyre comes out and yells, "It's a Drew day! Yes, it is!"
Read my mind.
Yeah. Drew tells Big E, "You deserve to be WWE champion," and they shake hands. But then he officially challenges Big E for the WWE championship.
Yep.
And then Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode come out, and Dolph tells Big E, "You know, you forgot to thank me." And then we watched footage of when Big E was Ziggler's bodyguard 10 years ago. Including him giving the big ending to Kofi.
Yeah.
They could have done something cool there, like, hey, you know, there's you fucking up Kofi.
Right. And then Dolph's like, it should have been me.
Yeah, right. So Dolph says, without me, there's no Big E, there's no New Day, there's no Money in the Bank cashed in. Hell, Xavier Woods might never be born. I thought that was funny.
That was funny.
And then Drew says, he may have a point, but Dolph says, easy, kid, you're next. And then we watch when Ziggler brought McIntyre to Raw 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So Drew looks at Roode and tells Ziggler, clearly you've upgraded from the both of us. And it's like, how dare you?
Yeah.
Roode.
Hey, look, if this trend continues, Roode will be champion.
No shit. God, cross your fucking fingers.
Seriously.
There's no fucking chance of that happening, though.
I know.
So Roode says, I'm twice the friend and twice the tag team partner that you ever were. Then Roode tells Big E, look at me. I put the body in bodyguard. You call yourself Big E. They call me Big Bob. And then Big E's like,
do they now?
No one calls you that.
No.
Please tell us who these people are.
Ziggler again demands a thank you, but Big E says, we do owe you something, and that's an ass whooping. So how about the two of you against me, Big E? And then Drew says, and me, Big D.
How about one more time?
Sure, why not?
Thank you. Let's turn fucking heel.
And my Big D.
What?
Yeah.
I know.
He has a sword in one hand and his giant cock in the other.
So we have the tag team match. Yes. Big E picks Ziggler up for the big ending, but Drew tags himself in and hits the Claymore for the win.
Yeah.
After the match, Big E hits Roode with the big ending. Then McIntyre picks up the WWE Championship, hands it to Big E, and Big E tells McIntyre, I'll see you at Saudi Mania!
Oh, calm down, Braun Breaker.
Yeah. And that's another one where it's like, we obviously know who's winning, because Big E's not dropping this title right away.
Yeah.
And McIntyre was drafted to SmackDown to feud with Roman Reigns for the next three pay-per-views.
Right, until they can figure out who the hell else they can have lose to him.
Exactly.
Because yeah. Have you looked at all the drafts of SmackDown?
Yeah.
Like, who's on SmackDown?
Right.
Who the hell is he going to fight?
No.
There's no one there.
So he's going to fight Lesnar this month, Reigns.
Uh-huh.
Then at Survivor Series, they'll probably do, you know, Roman Reigns versus Big E, right? Because they do Raw
probably.
Versus SmackDown.
Yeah,
it's the one night a year, Eric. Then TLC will be McIntyre.
Uh-huh.
Royal Rumble will be McIntyre.
Oh, yeah. Stop
like,
it.
It's at least two pay-per-views.
Please stop.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even a third. Because Well, they also, you know, they might do another Saudi show in February or March, because that's what they've been doing. They would do it in March. I think March and October. So maybe there as well. Who knows?
Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay.
Like, honestly, like, when it, Reigns is never losing this title.
No. I don't think he's dropping it until he retires, because he recently said, like, he's only going to wrestle for a few more years. So, like, you know, it might be a few years of him holding this belt, like CM Punk.
But, I mean...
Or longer, really, than CM Punk had it.
Who wants to see that? The same thing every single week.
Oh, you want
to... I'm a genius!
Yeah, that guy wants to see it.
I mean, it's his thing now.
Yeah, yeah.
They got to just...
Worked for Hogan!
They just got to hope they build someone up so that they could, you know, beat Reigns and become the new guy. Probably Bron Breakker in NXT, but...
no, that's he's going to be hammering the nails in fucking... Ciampa's coffin.
Yeah.
Like, speaking of Ciampa, I mean, that's your guy, probably. To build him up, the fans would love it. That'd be great.
I mean, that's not what Vince is going to do.
So I'm saying what I would do. Yeah.
These are the men that are on SmackDown.
Uh-huh.
Angel Garza.
Yeah.
Hell no. Cesar, or Ashante the Adonis. Nope. Yeah, no. Cesaro. Nope. Drew Gulak. McIntyre. No,
there's none
of
these guys. Yeah. I mean, it's the same guys.
Like, Rick Boogs. Mace!
Yeah.
Boogs.
Madcap Moss. Yeah.
Burks.
I mean, they Nakamura maybe at some point.
I can see him pushing him. Ridge Holland.
No. Maybe your favorite.
Oh, Shanky.
Shanky.
Yeah, all right. Stop spoiling draft results.
Hey, they didn't even talk about that one.
Our fans watch the show.
Shanky is in TV worthy.
I would say a lot of our fans don't. They thank us for having to put up with this bullshit.
That's what it is.
Backstage, Reggie gets ambushed by the jobbers, which now include Jackson Ryker.
Oh, yeah. Welcome.
He killed Elias, and now he's jobbing for the 24/7.
That's
jobbing.
What you get for murder.
Reggie escapes with more flips. They just go in a circle, really.
They do.
Like, he runs around a circle, and they're like, where did he go?
They build an obstacle course.
Yeah.
Reggie runs it, and then runs away.
Yeah. It's basically like the ones the dogs do on the fucking...
Yeah.
On the show.
And they time him.
Yeah.
He has to do it like four
times.
The
Westminster dog show.
Yeah.
Right.
So Reggie escapes, but then he bumps into Apollo Crews and Commander Aziz, and Crews is like, ha ha ha, Commander Aziz, and I tell you Raw's crazy?
Yep.
It's like, yeah.
What?
It's
why fucking... didn't Aziz just murder him right there? Yeah,
Apollo Crews?
Yeah.
Well, no, Reggie, and then take the title.
Because they fucking don't value that shit.
I know.
Unless you're a complete jobbing douche.
There's five guys that want that title. That's it.
Yes.
It's a five-guy title.
Yeah. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Kevin Owens. But before he even gets a word out, he's immediately interrupted by Akira Tozawa. Tozawa welcomes Owens to Raw, but says, I want to fight Reggie for the 24/7 title right now. So Owens gives him a stunner and leaves.
Yeah.
The ultimate way for Vince to bury Owens would be to have him win the 24/7 title. That'd be the ultimate burial of Kevin Owens.
Stop saying things out loud.
He just stunned.
Stop talking.
Stop saying things out loud.
Shut your mouth.
Stunned Tozawa.
God.
He just stunned Tozawa.
I mean, a small glimmer of hope. At least he's on a show where he could actually beat the champion.
Go heel.
There was no way he was ever going to beat Roman Reigns.
True that.
But if he goes heel, he could theoretically beat Big E.
But he's already feuded with Big E.
You're saying he'll never beat Reigns because he beat Reigns in a match and they still didn't give him the title?
Correct. Yeah.
Correct.
7, 8, 9. Oh, I got something in my eye. Oh God. No.
Whoa, you tripped me. Whoa.
Yeah.
Gosh.
All right, round 4. Raw drafts the Street Profits, which was obvious because Belair's on Raw, so they like to keep the couples together.
Uh-huh.
SmackDown drafts the Viking Raiders. And then Raw drafts Finn Balor.
Right.
That's right. Finn Balor.
With the 76th pick.
Was
overall.
Drafted after. Balor was drafted after the Viking Raiders.
Uh-huh.
The Street Profits.
Yes.
Xia Li.
Yes.
Shayna Baszler.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And Sheamus.
Yeah.
Great guy. Great call, guys. Yeah. I mean, Balor's just like, seriously.
Same old Monday.
Like, you motherfuckers.
Nobody wants this guy.
Right. Yeah. Turn him heel. Have him fight.
And they even like said like the demon's gonna go with him.
I don't think so.
The demon,
so he's gonna
Finn Balor and Finn Balor's drafted to Raw and the demon's drafted to SmackDown.
Right.
After this, they tweeted. WWE tweeted Finn Balor and the demon have been drafted to Raw.
Jesus.
Both of them.
Just to let us know that he'll be the demon at some point soon again, I guess. I know. And then SmackDown takes Ricochet. Like, why?
Right.
Why even draft him at all?
Right.
That's like a team taking a kicker in the NFL in the third round. Like, you know, you could just kind of pick him up as a free agent later if you want him.
Did you say the third round? Yeah, the Jets took a kicker in the second round in 2005.
How'd that work out?
Yeah.
He was off the team in 2 years.
So fucking bad. Yeah. A kicker in the second. This is what's missing. Yep.
Herm Edwards was like, oh, I have an epiphany.
Yeah. That was such a bad draft. Yep. All right. Next up, we have Natalya and Tamina versus Rhea Ripley and Nikki Ash for the tag title.
Monday Night Raw.
Wait till I'm done, Finn.
Jeez.
Ripley puts Nikki on her shoulders and then drops her on Tamina for the win. That's the move.
That's the show.
That's it.
That's the show.
That's the finisher. Holy fuck. On to round 5 of the draft.
Oh, please.
Raw keeps the Gimp, Karrion Kross. Mm. SmackDown takes Carrillo and Garza.
Sure.
Well, Raw... I mean, they lost Dominik and Rey, so.
Yeah.
Not yet. Raw keeps Alexa Bliss, even though she's, you know, not really there right now.
Right.
And SmackDown keeps Cesaro. All right. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Goldberg. Thank you, Corbin. All right.
My
Can
God.
I get one more?
I thought that was Homer.
So, Oldberg.
That sounds like Homer, like, hitting himself over the head with a hammer or something.
Yeah.
That was from the Corbin's TikTok video, which was so great. Oldberg immediately calls out Lashley for fucking up his son at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Lashley comes out and again says, what happened to your son was a misunderstanding, and I want an apology. Mm. And, like, this is... Again, Goldberg's the face, Lashley's the heel, but you can completely agree with Lashley here.
Correct.
He got jumped from behind. He thought it was a crazy fan, so he attacked him.
Right.
Like, this makes no sense.
Yeah.
That, like, we're like, well, no, Goldberg, you're overreacting. You know, it was a misunderstanding.
It was.
You know?
Yep.
So Lashley tells Goldberg, I'll give you a match at Saudi Mania, but it will be no holds barred. And then Goldberg dropped to his knees. I thought he was dying. But he says, thank you, Bobby. No holds barred gives me a license to kill.
Right. So Goldberg's the heel here because he's literally threatening to murder Lashley.
Yeah.
He says, you're next and you're dead.
Yeah. Yikes.
And Lashley says, you can't kill the Almighty.
Yeah.
You can let Torque know that next time it won't be a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
So Bill... What would you do if someone came out to the ring and jumped on your back?
Right.
And Lashley proves his point because Cedric Alexander jumps on Goldberg's back and Shelton Benjamin's there too. Yeah. But Goldberg quickly kills both of them and hits Shelton with a spear.
So...
Hypocrite.
So at 10 p.m. Eastern... On this kids show, someone is threatening to murder someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good call.
Kids
show.
You know what they should have done is have Lashley like get some 15-year-old kid to jump on Goldberg's back, and then Goldberg just fucks him up. He's like, you just murdered a child.
I guess you're going to jail.
And Goldberg's like, oh my God, Lashley, you're right. I'm so sorry. Let's call off this Saudi match because no one wants to see it.
Right. I'm sure there's a developmental talent who looks 12.
Yeah. I mean, you could, you know, just shave Johnny Gargano. He looks 12.
Oh, for sure. Easily.
Oh, clearly. Shave
him. Johnny's big call-up.
Just shave him down.
Johnny's call-up is that he's a 12-year-old boy. No, Johnny, no. Damn it. What a shame.
Here's my scenario. You're 12.
I quit. Yeah, exactly.
Come to the ring with a lot of toys.
Yeah. Kevin Patrick interviews Seth Rollins backstage. Patrick asks about Edge, but Seth says, I'll handle Edge on SmackDown. This is about Raw. And I don't give a shit who steps to me because I'm Seth freaking Rollins. You want to know why Seth said the S word? Because during NXT last week, Bron Breakker said, I don't give a shit. And then Seth tweeted, I guess we can say shit now. Very exciting.
Hashtag shit. He put hashtag shit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, come on, Seth. You don't remember the holy shit time.
Right. Yeah.
That was an exception.
Right. Well, I guess USA doesn't care anymore.
Holy shit.
I mean, FX, they say fuck a lot.
They do?
Yeah.
I think when they do it, they just have to, like, you know, be like, all right, look, it was a one-time thing. We're not going to do it again, but...
Yeah. I mean, it is a kid's show airing at 10 p.m.
Eastern. I think it's also because, you know, AEW, they get to say shit.
Yeah.
So why can't we?
Right.
And USA clearly wants help with the NXT ratings. My God. Yeah. I mean, they want help with all the ratings. But
still. Right. I hope Seth's still wrestling in like 5 years when they just don't care what you say on TV anymore. Yeah. And you can say, I'm Seth fucking Rollins.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen. But
well,
they have like a live Nielsen. And it's kind of like looks like a heartbeat. And he goes, all right, ready? Do it. Shit! And it goes, boop. Like, oh, we got to put that in. Everybody say shit from now on.
Right.
I mean, if they get like sold to Netflix, they could, you know, say fuck. They could say whatever they want.
That's true. Yeah.
Wow.
That'd be great.
High hopes.
HBO yeah. Max.
We're going to recut the live sex celebration with Edge and Lita.
Next up, we have the New Day versus Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin. So they just got murdered by Goldberg.
Uh-huh.
And now they have to have a tag team match.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And Woods hits the flying elbow drop on Cedric for the win. And then Woods yells in the camera, crown me! Crown me! Hail King Woods!
He's better fucking
get he's been advocating
this crown.
He's been advocating for it for so long.
I swear to God, he better win this thing.
But like, they just gave the crown to Nakamura.
Right.
Yeah, but it wasn't from winning a tournament.
That's true.
Yeah, he's but got they
a
said,
point. No, shut up. Joe has a point.
But he just...
he has a point!
He just became the king.
Yeah.
Joe, help me.
They're
going
to take
here.
It away from him?
In a couple of months, whenever they're done with this tournament.
It's next week.
Qualifying
matches it's next week. It's gonna finish at Saudi Mania.
Finish there?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's Joe, only 3 weeks.
That's too bad.
Joe, show him your point.
Look,
see, there's his point.
Eric,
his
I'm
point.
Just telling you. I'm not sure that Nakamura is keeping the crown either, but I just think it's silly that they would have Nakamura win the crown and then take it away from him 2 months later.
I think it was silly to even give him the crown.
But yeah, that's totally a Vince thing. Vince would totally do that.
You have a lot of buttons that would explain
a lot
it.
Of poison. Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's Vince for you.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'd rather have a king that won the tournament, though, than Nakamura's bullshit king.
Well, sure. I think Nakamura should definitely... So he has to be in the tournament.
Nakamura was basically legal theft.
Maybe, like, Nakamura can skip, like, you know, get a bye.
Since yeah.
Like, just
yeah,
one yeah. bye week.
Right.
Not that it matters.
No, it doesn't.
But I don't have faith that Woods is winning this, Eric.
Shut up.
Like, he wants the crown. Does Vince want him to have the crown? No! We gave the belt to the Big E. That's enough.
Yeah.
So
that's what you get.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then after this match, the Street Profits come out and they just hug Kofi and Woods.
Oh.
Hey, all right.
I was like,
As if they haven't seen them, they just tagged with them on SmackDown.
Well, now they're besties. Yeah. Besties.
They just tagged and they're like, hey, remember us?
Yeah, remember we worked together for a minute?
Yeah.
Now we're trading shows.
That's it.
Now we're Street Day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I really thought they were going to beat him up.
Well,
when they gave him the cup, like, oh, yeah, drink.
You always have a feel for that. But
right.
You know,
I was like, oh,
they
shit.
They don't have the nuts to do that.
No.
Next up, RK-Bro comes out to the ring. Orton asks, will Omos accept my challenge or be a bitch? Styles and Omos come out, but it leads to a brawl, and Orton gives Styles an RKO because that's Styles' job now is just to be the guy that eats an RKO.
Uh-huh.
And then he and Riddle leave before Omos gets to them, so we don't have the match.
I mean, guess Omos next week, actually started talking.
No answer.
He did, yeah.
Yikes.
All right, round six.
Oh, wow.
Raw drafts Carmella, and Corey Graves is like...
Bust a nut.
Yep.
SmackDown selects Ridge Holland from NXT.
No, okay.
Raw takes NCAA champion and Olympic gold medalist Gable Stevenson.
Yeah.
So straight to main roster.
We won't see him for a long time.
He's a celebrity. They cut to Gable's house as if this were an NFL draft as he celebrates with his family.
It only could have been better if he either put on a Raw hat or a Raw t-shirt.
Yeah, right.
A Raw hat.
Yeah.
Do they make Raw and SmackDown hats? That'd be fucking hilarious. They probably
If they make the shirt, they definitely make that.
Hold on, Andrew. Let me find out. Yeah. Eric, you have a Raw hat?
No, I don't.
I don't think they make it.
No, probably not. And with the last pick of the sixth round.
It's on your speed dial on your phone.
Shut up.
He hit W and it was like WWE shop.
We're really searching this.
Hat.
Yeah.
Raw hat.
No.
Oh, wow.
No hat. Oh!
Oh, that's Hit Row.
Ring of Honor? What is that? Oh, Hit Row.
So with the last pick, SmackDown keeps Sami Zayn.
Oh, what a huge surprise.
Yeah. Who hasn't really been on the show much lately.
No.
Nope.
He beat up Dominic a few times.
That's right, he did. All right. Okay, we don't care about the stupid hat.
Shut your mouth.
Acknowledge.
Oh, he should have put on the Raw face mask.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't wear those shorts.
Raw is
wearing. He should have just been wearing all that.
Raw wife beater. That's
drink out
for wrestling fans. That makes
sense. Says Raw is war, so they can't.
Sit up, I'm watching Raw, bitch.
Yeah.
All right, main event. We got Bianca Belair versus Charlotte Flair. Once in a lifetime. No, I'm sorry. That's not. No.
Nope.
I mean, by next week, it'll be
first of seven.
Yeah.
Teen.
Right.
Becky Lynch is on commentary again. Charlotte hits a nice spear, but Belair kicks out. Later, Belair hits the KOD and goes for the pin, but Becky pulls her out of the ring.
Why does she care to help her?
And attacks her for the DQ.
Mm.
Becky gives Belair the Bexploder on the barricade and then the manhandle slam in the ring. But then Sasha Banks attacks Becky from behind and gives her the backstabber.
Yep.
Ooh, what a backstabber.
Sasha Banks stands tall.
Yep.
So after Saudi Mania, it'll be Belair feuding with Charlotte and Sasha feuding with Becky?
No, because...
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Belair's going to keep feuding with Becky, and then Charlotte's going to feud with Sasha.
I guess.
Again, yeah. Which, again. You know, that was like 6 years ago.
Sasha will start winning it on SmackDown, and then Charlotte will win it on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've seen this show before, baby.
All right, that's all for Raw. I want to mention some more notable draft results. We talked about...
You mean unnotable?
Yes,
results?
Right.
Liv Morgan, Zelina Vega.
Didn't even make the show.
Ziggler and Rude were moved to Raw.
Uh-huh.
Veer is staying on Raw.
Right.
While Mahal and
Shanky
are moving to SmackDown.
Wow. What's the point?
So they're separate.
So we won't see Veer anymore.
The goofy one, right? They're putting him on his own?
Yeah. He's the pitcher.
Oh, Veer's the pitcher.
Veer's the pitcher.
Oh, I can
they're
see
kind
that.
Of all the goofy one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Veer was the one that had the stupid face. He was like, ugh. And then they split up Shotzi and Knox.
Right.
Like, they're undefeated as a tag team.
Uh-huh.
And they split them up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Knox was drafted to Raw.
You know who else they split up?
Yeah.
Birds! Birds!
Yeah. They split up Mace and T-Bar.
Maybe we'll see T-Bar, Dominic T-Bar.
Who even cares?
T. Jajakovic.
We care.
Yeah.
We probably don't want to see fucking T-Bar.
Yeah.
T-Bag.
We'll never see them again.
Yeah.
No. They also split up Natalya and Tamina.
So, how many women's tag teams are left?
Like zero, right?
None.
There's like none.
Just the champions.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah,
they're holding those titles for fucking ever.
Wait, hold on a minute. There's got to be a tag team.
No, there's not.
There's not one, right?
No.
Hold up.
They split up. They split up Shayna and Nia.
Yeah.
Nia's gone. They just split up.
Mandy and Dana are split up.
Yeah, wait, Mandy's on NXT.
Holy shit.
There's no.
There are no
other tag teams.
There's no women's tag teams. Yeah.
I guess they're going to form like three next week.
Yeah.
Right.
For sure.
I guess we're going to see. Natalya and Shotzi?
Yeah, probably.
Pink and green?
Vince is seeing this report. No chat. He goes, oh, God damn it. Call the Iconics!
Like, right. I don't love Shotzi and Knox, but, like, they at least had the tank thing. They at least had the tank thing.
That's where we're at with women's tag teams. They had a thing.
I'm just saying, like, they had a gimmick, right? Yeah. They weren't awful.
Yeah. Sure.
Apparently, I don't know if you have it, Mia Yim was drafted to Raw.
She did so good on SmackDown.
Yeah.
She was traded to SmackDown like 6 months ago.
Never saw her once.
No.
That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And then Aaliyah was called up from NXT and drafted to SmackDown.
I thought that had already happened, but whatever.
Vince, you know, wants a piece of dead ass.
He sure does. Right. All right, on to awards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who did you have for worst dress?
Oh, no.
I had Carmella with her mask.
Okay. I had the plastic queen, Charlotte Flair.
Okay.
I had Corbin and Riddick.
All right.
He's not Riddick. You can't say that anymore.
Madcap.
Madcap.
Madcap
Moss.
His name
is Madcap Moss.
Get it right.
Best dressed?
Sasha Banks.
Sasha Banks on Raw specifically.
Sweet. Yes. Right.
Worst acting?
Goldberg.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I have to go Goldberg. It's a rule of mine.
It is.
Sweep it.
He was on the show.
I put Sonya Deville at first because she was really bad. She was just like, SmackDown selects.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns. You know.
Right.
Best acting.
I had Becky Lynch.
I had Becky.
She's good on both shows.
I had Paul Heyman again.
Okay.
Worst comment?
Okay, so mine, when Corbin hit End of Days on the
outside. He hit what?
End of Days.
Yeah.
Good.
He hit it, and Michael Cole goes, End of Days, or should we call it Happy Days?
Oh, my God. Whoa. That's right.
Happy Corbin, yeah.
Jesus.
Right.
I forgot about that, Eric.
Yeah.
And you reminded me.
You're welcome.
I hate you.
Yeah.
I had suplexorcist.
And I had Madcap Moss with the joke.
Okay.
Best comment? I know how a triple threat match works, Michael.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to throw in the Xavier. Sorry. The Xavier Woods would have never been born or whatever. Yeah.
That was good. That was good. Worst match.
Shane and Dana.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sweep it. Super slow-mo match.
The 8-man tag match on SmackDown.
That's the slower one.
I had the women's tag title match.
Yeah, right. Women's tag title.
And then best match.
Who are you?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Done. Sweep it.
Yep.
That might win like the award when we do end of year awards.
Yeah, sure.
And best match. I think a couple of those won last year.
Yep.
Worst move. Rhea and Nikki's finisher.
I had Goldberg's spear.
Yeah, all right.
I had drafting AJ in a tag team.
Sure.
Worst move.
Best move.
I had Becky leaning on Bianca's hair. I thought that was original.
Okay.
Because no one's ever really used that against her.
Xavier's elbow drop.
Oh, yeah.
Sold.
Yeah, right. Worst moment. Goldberg.
I just put
Goldberg.
All the draft picks.
Goldberg.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. And then best moment or segment.
I guess Reigns Lesnar.
Yeah.
Sure.
I guess.
Sure.
If it wasn't that, it was nothing.
Sure.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, on to breaking news. Well, shit, we already kind of talked about it earlier.
Yeah.
But yeah, during SmackDown, WWE announced the return of the King of the Ring tournament and the debut of Queen's Crown. Both tournaments begin this Friday on SmackDown.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a Queen of the Ring,
yes.
I guess Queen's Crown, but apparently both will be decided. The finals will be at Saudi Mania.
Yeah,
Saudi
Mania. They're going to love that.
So multiple women's matches.
Right.
What did you say?
You mean multiple murders?
Right.
Do you have any other news? Because I didn't see any.
The only thing that I saw was on Fightful. According to Big E, WWE Legal would not clear big meaty men slapping meat merchandise.
Okay.
Because I would buy that.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, big meaty men slapping meat.
Yeah.
Slapping the meat.
He's also said bumping meat before.
Mm. Yeah, that was the original quote.
Yes.
Big meaty men bumping meat.
Bumping meat.
Yeah.
All right, on to rumors.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So Brian Alvarez of Wrestling Observer says he's under the impression that Bray Wyatt is not signing with AEW. Mm. He's most likely to sign with Impact Wrestling. That will be a huge disappointment if true.
Yes.
Man, that would
very
suck.
Much so.
That would really suck. Man, yeah. I hope that's not true.
Dear God, no.
Also, Talk Sports reports that WWE is planning to hold SummerSlam in the UK next year.
Yeah.
Likely at Cardiff's Principality Stadium, which has a capacity of 75,000.
Because it's like the 20th anniversary of when they did SummerSlam.
Oh, okay.
Or no,
30th.
It's gotta be 30th.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting.
Are we going to
fuck off?
Road trip.
Yeah, we're gonna get on a boat.
Road trip.
Wrestling Inc. reported that Fox specifically asked for Charlotte Flair to be drafted to SmackDown.
Odd. Okay.
They just know she's a ratings booster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She brings the smoke.
And then Fightful reports that some people at USA Network are tired of WWE using scapegoats and shortcuts in response to Raw's declining ratings, such as the brand-to-brand invitationals and Raw Underground. The network cares more about seeing the consistent quality of the show improve. Imagine that.
Confirmed.
We'd all like to see that too.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, because that's how you actually get ratings.
Uh-huh.
By good making boy. The show good.
For... You make us want to watch it.
Exactly. But that is all we got for rumors.
Do you think USA would drop them?
Well, there's got to be something in the contract that says they can't.
Right.
You know?
How long is the contract for?
5 years. So there's 3 more years.
Fuck. I mean, do you think in three years?
3 more years for USA and Fox. Because, like, you would think Fox would have dropped SmackDown by now.
For real.
Because they were expecting double the numbers.
Yeah.
That they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
They're expecting, like, 4 million.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, once you go on network, your ratings are going to increase, right? Because that's, like, millions and millions and millions of more customers that can watch the show.
It's like, oh, it's trash? No, I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, yeah, I think when the contracts are up in, like, what, 2024,
yeah,
you know, Fox might not want to re-sign. USA might not. Well, USA tends to always re-sign.
I mean, but USA is carrying NXT and Raw. I mean, they...
Right. But they might not also get as much money as they did with this last contract.
Right.
You know? But yeah, there's no way SmackDown is on Fox after, you know, 2024. Yeah. There's no way. Like, maybe they're like, oh, we'll put you on FS1. But
sure.
Like, there's no way SmackDown is on Fox
once
this contract ends.
Uh-uh.
Not a chance. So yeah, that's all for rumors. It's trivia time.
Trivia. I'm trying to confirm this one really quick because I thought it was an interesting question. Maybe you guys can help me confirm it. Uh-huh. So I'm going to ask it first, and then you guys can tell me. Not including dark matches, obviously. Who was the only main roster superstar to be undefeated in 2021?
Not including dark matches.
Yeah, because people lose in dark matches.
Yeah. So they're undefeated this whole year?
Yeah.
Becky Lynch.
Right, that's correct.
Was that really the answer you found?
Yeah, that is the answer I found. And if you take out dark matches,
She's had two matches.
Well,
right?
When Sasha interfered, they called it a no contest because she technically attacked Bianca first, but then she hit both people.
Yeah,
the official thing was no contest.
Right.
Yeah,
Becky's only had two matches.
Yeah.
So because
even Roman lost in tag team, the Bloodline lost. I think the SmackDown before the match with Edge.
Okay.
He didn't take the pin, obviously. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right. That's funny.
Yeah.
All right. Fan questions. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Pop culture junkie. Some people may say this year's WWE draft was a waste of time. Others say an incredible waste of time. However, I say forget wasting 5 pointless hours of your life and instead spend an hour on the What's Wrong With Wrestling Best Ass Bracket exclusively on Patreon.
Done.
Great question.
What a great question.
Great question.
Yeah.
Justin Stewart, do you guys have an unpopular wrestling opinions or hot takes that would get some criticism? I mean, no, because all of our opinions are correct.
Yeah, I mean.
7 years of this podcast, you could probably find some, but
right,
none come to the top of my head.
I know what he did was horrible, but I still think Chris Benoit was a great wrestler.
And I would say mine's probably the opposite. Before we found out all about that, I just never thought of him as a good wrestler at all.
I always knew that one day he was going to murder his family.
Wow. You should have said something.
That is the hottest
Andrew,
take.
You should have said something.
I should have.
Yeah.
Matt
Damon.
Let's all try and be serious here for a minute. Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay, fuck.
Waffles, pancakes, French toast.
Ooh. Okay. I think I'm going to kill French toast because nothing beats waffles and pancakes. Eric?
Right.
I'm going to...
Oh, he didn't like it. You're not going to kill French toast?
I'm going to fuck French toast.
Man.
I'm going to...
Man.
Marry waffles, and I'm going to kill pancakes.
All right, I'm going to marry waffles as well.
Yeah.
I love waffles. I'm going to fuck me some pancakes.
I'm going to fuck them pancakes. IHOP better watch out.
Same for me. I'm going to marry waffles, fuck pancakes. Although maybe I should fuck waffles, because like during COVID, I did DoorDash... like a Belgian waffle, and it arrived.
Oh,
I opened it,
and it
looked like
fuck it.
No, it looked like someone had sex with the waffle.
It did. It was
so. No, this was Uber Eats. So I took a picture.
Do you still have it?
Everyone that follows me on Twitch knows this, but I do. I'll show you later. But I took a picture of the waffle, And then I sent it to Uber Eats complaining, and they said, why are you complaining? And I said, looks like someone fucked my waffle.
I don't like when people fuck my waffle.
I swear I used those exact words.
It was so should have been like, does anyone know where Jason Biggs is right now?
I got the entire meal for free, including my son Leo's part, is like, yeah, it looks like someone fucked my waffle. Yeah.
Even my son, my five-year-old son, said it looked like someone fucked that waffle. Yeah.
I still ate it, but like, you know, yeah, it just looked kind
of
weird.
Out of all the Uber drivers, all of them ever...
Yeah,
I'm sure someone fucked the waffle. Right. You know what I mean? It's
probably that
this
one.
This is probably...
Thank you. Thank you for getting us so to on talk my, about on fucking my, waffles.
Yeah. On my Twitch channel, which, you know, I haven't done Twitch in a while, but, you know, if you subscribe, you make emojis and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of the emojis, I made it, the actual waffle, like the picture I took of the waffle. That's and great. People would just be, like, pressing the waffle emoji. Yeah.
Nice.
Charlie McKenna, would you rather Batista bomb a butt naked Eric?
This guy, Eric?
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Or Tombstone a butt naked Josh?
Come on.
I mean, I guess the Batista.
I'll go with three. Kill myself, Andrew.
I'd rather have Eric's cock in my face than Josh's.
Thank you. That means
plus
a lot.
That's the Tombstone's like a 69.
You're welcome, Eric. Right. Because he may be trying to dangle around your meat.
I just imagine, I don't know, Josh just seems a lot sweatier.
Yeah, but Josh might actually, like, you know, take care of me while we're two-stoning him, so I might go with Josh.
Oh, you're naked too in this fantasy?
Oh, we're not? Oh, God. Where did I just go?
Downtown.
The Simon system works. When are we getting a 24/7 champions contender match? Yeah. Probably Kevin Owens and Tozawa.
Yeah, I think so.
That would be the ultimate fuck you.
Yeah.
Tobin, just listened to Hollywood Hogwash, and I'm surprised you guys didn't do awards after the review. Well, maybe we should.
We joked. I mean,
maybe we should. We could. We're not going to do as many as, because it's not going to be worst match.
No, worst match.
Super slow-mo match. Carnage Venom. I don't know.
Yeah.
So you're gonna be worst like match, Carnage Venom. Best match, who are you?
I got to be in the fucking theater like, best. Hold on. I know my phone's on. Fuck you.
Best. Well, we could do like worst acting, best acting. Could sure. do best and worst comments.
And discuss it openly.
Like, best and worst moment. You know, for not sure. that many, but yeah. that would be fun.
Yeah. So. Thanks, Tobin. More work. Appreciate you.
Best acting, worst acting. Best moment, worst moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Done.
Comments.
Sure.
Ran the man. KO man. Almost there. Yeah. Someone posted like, I think it was Kevin Owens coming out last week. And he just comes out and he's just like rolling his neck back like, oh, God. And someone was just like, four more months.
Yeah. It reminds me of like when EC3 was just ready to go. And he's
oh,
like,
oh, my God. That was so funny.
C3.
And then he does his turn because his turn used to be so dramatic. He'd be like, and then he's just like.
No, remember the last, I think the last one we shot, he was like.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Like didn't care at all.
Zaheem Rahman, why was Beth Phoenix and the kids at a grocery store at 9 o'clock on a Friday night instead of watching her husband and the father of her children on live TV?
God, that's a great
know,
question.
They know the show sucks, too.
Yeah, same reason Roman.
Yeah.
You know.
6 stars, 89, with few NXT talents called up to the main roster. Which one of them will do well and which one won't do so well?
Rich Holland will do well. Xia Li won't even show up.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Brandon McDaniel, are they really paying Goldberg $3 million with that quality of promo skills? Jesus, he actually said he's going to leave his lifeless body gasping for air. What the fuck?
Yeah.
He was referring to himself right. after
if,
having
if
a
Lashley run around. Oh my shows God. Up dead, yeah. Goldberg's the number one suspect.
Well, yeah, that's what happened with the Undertaker match because it's outside.
Right.
It's like, you know, 1,000 degrees there.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Oh, yeah, let's do a 25-minute match with Goldberg. Right. Good call.
Quick question. How long do we think it takes before all of Hit Row is chasing the 24?
Oh, 2 weeks. God.
Well, they have to be traded to Raw first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why? It'll be on both shows.
They rarely have it on SmackDown because it was USA's idea to have the 24/7. That's why the 24/7 champion always stays on Raw.
Yeah, there you go.
Donald Alexander, what did Bobby Roode and Ziggler do to deserve jobber status?
Existed.
They got
over.
No, they got over. That's it. They got over.
That's right.
Without my approval. Shanky. Why did Adam Pearce look at every draft note card like he had no idea how to read whatever what was written on it?
Right.
Because he probably can't.
It looked like Josh Reese reading his notes.
Sonny Deville was underacting and Pierce was like overacting. He'd be like, SmackDown selects Roman Reigns.
The silence of your mouth movements made that perfect.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus, say something, Adam. Oh, my God.
I guarantee you people are going to check the YouTube on that to make sure you're not sucking.
Oh, God damn it, Eric. Every week some asshole posts WWW out of context videos, and it's usually one of us like pretending to suck a dick.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, there's your clip this week. I'm not doing it.
Hey, Eric. Oh, in your face, right in your mouth.
Hey, you guys you guys made the sound, not me. So I'm going to make my own soundboard with both of you.
See that mouth open. Open that mouth. Good.
How's this for out of context, you fuck? All right. Angelo Boniello with yet another week of using Kevin Owens. Did you see KO's face after the stunner to Tozawa? Jesus, this is how I envisioned Owens to Tony Khan immediately after his contract expires.
Oh, hold on a second. There's a picture or a video.
If I could pull it up real quick.
Murder, the best of both.
What happens first? Andrew pulls it up or Joe pulls it out?
Oh. Here, Eric. Here's one for you.
Nope.
Photoshop. I'm not getting out of context.
That'll be Kevin Owens.
Let me in.
Yeah. Mick Lockyer, Push Fireberry post draft tag team combos. Jeff Hardy and Ricochet. Cesaro and Sheamus, that's the fire. And Kevin Owens and Edge.
That's the push.
Obviously push that. Yeah. Barry, Hardy, and Ricochet.
Right.
Ben Van D, what was worse, Becky Lynch on commentary or Gable Steveson's live reaction to being drafted? I like Becky.
Yeah.
So definitely Steveson's live reaction.
Rated RKO would be back. Wouldn't it?
Wow. I want that shirt already.
Yeah, right.
Rated RK Bro. It's a stable.
Oh, no.
Hey, Randy and Edge. Oh. Or he tries to do it. He's like, Edge. Anthony Schmidt, which of the active former King of the Rings would you least mind seeing win it for a second time? Corbin, Sheamus, Lesnar, Edge.
Least Corbin.
Yeah.
I need Corbin to do it again.
Right.
I mean, Sheamus maybe edges out Corbin, but...
It's either Corbin or Sheamus, one of them.
I don't want to see Sheamus. Jason Dearham. So it's pretty obvious, right? Gable Steveson's going to turn out to be Kurt Angle's son.
Obviously.
Someone said that on Twitter and Steveson like laughed at it. Like, you know, because...
Yeah.
Would have been perfect if they made Chad Gable Kurt's son instead of Jason Jordan so they could say Steveson was named after his older brother.
There you go.
His last name.
Right.
They made his last name his first name.
Yeah.
Carlos Ramirez, is Sonya Deville racist and is Naomi homophobic? Yup.
Both. Wow.
Yeah, that's the problems they have with each other, I guess. Keith Hoffman, one episode of Hollywood Hogwash, and there's already an Ultimate Alliance reference. What a fucking show. Well done, guys.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Mr. Slapnuts, I'm no WWE shill, so don't hate me, but I personally like the Bearcat nickname. Quick as a cat, strong as a bear. I think that would work for him if Lee could actually get a push. Also, the animal known as Bearcat smells like popcorn in real life. Did not know that.
That's funny.
Wow. Okay. Hey, look, if they turn him heel and make him aggressive as shit and like really push him, I'd be up for it.
Even if they don't. And
yeah.
Yeah. Amir, gotta say it was cool not seeing Joe explode out of anger in the start of the show in Hollywood Hogwash.
It
was a nice change of pace.
I was excited. Yeah. Excited. Happy.
Eric, who would you make a better long-term women's champion? Or who would make a better long-term women's champion? Liv Morgan or Zelina Vega?
Vega. She's better on the mic.
She is. Liv Morgan's better in the ring.
Vega's better on the mic. And she's still decent in the ring.
Hey, that'd be a pretty good feud if you ask. Oh, well, they already kind of did feud.
And they ruined
it, but...
Yeah, just
that is all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our official website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything. We got NXT, AEW recaps, pay-per-view recaps, all the brackets like best ass.
Best ass.
Ass in the air.
Worst promo brackets coming soon. Part two. Yeah. All that good stuff.
Escape the Undertaker.
Escape the Undertaker, the movie starring me, Undertaker. No, Sean, you're not Undertaker. Sorry. And then also subscribe to our new podcast, Hollywood Hogwash, available on the same app you're listening to us right now.
Yeah.
The first episode is already out. It dropped Monday, October 4th.
Yes.
We reviewed Venom, Let There Be Carnage. We talked about What If, Squid Game. So go check it out.
Slightly Squid Game.
Hollywood Hogwash.
Yeah. Like it, share it, give it 5 stars.
Like it, fuck it, marry it, and fuck it. Don't kill it. Yeah.
Okay.
Push him off a cliff. Doesn't think Stacy Kubler is that high. And we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.